Read this Per Gimel Mishnah Vov. The Mishnahis, last bunch of Mishnahis, we did the Mizbeach, the Hamistayef El HaMizbeach, for the Seidah Akrovus HaKobonis. Now we're moving on to discuss other Chalokim of the Azor, namely the Kir and the Kanoi. HaKir Hoyabein Ho'ulam V'la Mizbeach. It was between the Chelek, the Ulam is before the Heichel. The Ulam is the entranceway to the Heichel. And the Mizbeach Achitz, and that area was off limits, of course, to Yisraelim, was only for Kahanim. But that was the Mokum where the Kir was set up, Umoshu Klapi Adorim. The point is this. The Pasuk says, V'nosatos HaKir Ben Oel Moed V'en HaMizbeach, that the Kir should be between the Oel Moed and the Mizbeach. It would sound like directly between the Mizbeach and the opening of the Oel Moed, which is the Ulam, the Pesach to the Heichel. The problem is that the Pasuk also says, this, by the way, is in the end of the Sefer Shmos in Perek Mem. The Pasuk says, Ves Mizbach Oel Som Moshe Som Pesach Mishkan Oel Moed. It was put, the Mizbeach was directly facing the Ulam. If the Kir was there in the middle, it's not direct, because there's something blocking. So they were Moshech it a little bit L'tzad HaDarm. It was in between, that says, the Mizbeach is L'tzad HaMizrach, the Ulam, the Heichel, and then the Kodesh Kadoshim is L'tzad Ma'ariv. They moved the Kir between the two a little bit to the Tzad HaDarim, this way it would not block the direct access of the Mizbeach to the Pesach Ulam. Bein Ulam v'la Mizbeach shtayim v'esrim amas. There were 22 amas. U'shtayim v'esrim ma'ilas ha'yushom. There were 12 steps. Each one room ma'ilas chatzi amas v'shulcho amas. The height and the width of the step, each one was chatzi amas, which means that there was a height difference of 6 amas. As far as the width was concerned, so the first one was shulcho, the depth was an amo. The second step, the third step, reivet shalosh. The second step and the third step also had a depth of 1 amo. So far the width, the depth, moving from Mizrach to Ma'ariv was 3 amos. But then there was reivet shalosh. It's called reivet, not shulcho, because there was a avonim there. Was a row of avonim there. So that was 3. So far we've moved inwards 6 amas. 1, 1, 1, and then another 3. That's 6. And it's a height of 2 amas. Then there were other steps. The fifth step, the amo. And then there was another amo. And then the seventh step was Revit Shal Sholosh. So it's a similar idea where it's an amo, and then 3. So that's another 5. V'hoel yoino. The top steps were Amo Amo, Berevet Arba. So the first Kvutza moved inward a depth of 6. The second Kvutza was 5. The third Kvutza, because there was an Arba, was 8. That's a grand total of 19. We said that between the Ulam and the Mizbeach were 22 Amas. So it means that there were 19 of steps with the depth going in. And then there were 3 that were completely clear. The height, we said, was 6 amas. The Pesach Ulam was 6 amas higher than the Ritzpah Soazara. Reb Yehuda Oime Ho'el Yoino Amo Amo V'Revit Chomesh. He held that there was another amma there, so it took up 20 amas. And now we're standing by the top of the steps. Those steps, by the way, were for the Kahanim. We saw a little bit in Talmud. Now we're up to the Pesach Ulam. That's Mishnah Zayin. Pischoi shel Ulam Govoy Arboy Mamo. We had before that all Shorim were 20, except for the Pischoi shel Ulam, which was 40. All widths of Shorim in the Beis HaMikdash were 10, except for this one, which was double. The Rochboy Esrim Mamo. The Chomish Malterois. There were 5 beams that went from one side to another. They were lying down flat. Shell, they were made out of melas. Melas is a type of wood, some type of wood that's called afotzim. The beams of some type of eitz erez. It's interesting, Sugi and Erevin and Sukkah bring this, because the malterois were put on the top of the doorway for Noi. Now Noi should be something that meets the eye, and there's a famous Sugi in the beginning of Sukkah that says that the reason why it's chach is possible above 20 amas is because anything that's 20 amas and above is lo shelter way and a person doesn't see. And the question is, if you put a maltrois there, it's above 20. So because they're big, they catch the eye even though they're above that height size. So what would be if somebody would put, you have that sugi and sukkah, you also have an erevin, where a person has to make by a pesach hamavui, he has to put up in the open fourth side of the enclosed area, he has to put up a lechi v'kayu to show some type of heker that's not just open to Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. So you can't put the kara above 20 amos because it's like shol tovena. So what happens if you put on maltrois? It's shol tovena even though it's above a height of 20 amos. That's the place where it comes in into the in where the ilum is more bakant with this inyan of maltrois. In any case, that was there on top of the doorway. It was there lenoi. It was al gabov. Tachtoino, the amaltro, the bottom beam, oidefes ala pesach. It stuck out from the two sides of the 20 amos width of the doorway, amamizeh. So it had a width of 22. An amos sticking out on this side, an amos sticking out on that side. The second beam, shalomalamimeno, oidefes aleh was above it, amamizeh, it stuck out, so it was 24. Each one, nimtzes ho yoino, shleishim amos, because each one stuck out another 2 amos. So it had an eye-catching tzura. The nidboch shel avonim hoyo ben kolachas vachas. The beams didn't sit on each other. There was a row of avonim between these beams, just to give it more, you know, if it was more steadiness or it was for more noi. But that's the way it was set up.